put aside any physical limitations you may be experiencing today, ask the question of yourself, what do you want to see happen in your life? What do you want to create for yourself and for others? What is there still left to do? What unfinished business do you have that yet needs to be finished? Do you find that you have many reasons for not attending to what your soul wants you to do today and tomorrow and this month and next year? Do you have oh so rational reasons why you do not fulfill your heart's desire? Do you claim there are physical limitations that preclude you from doing what your heart drives you to do? Do you stop yourself every day from doing what you truly want to do? One possibility to consider is simply to declare it's over. To say, I am not doing this anymore. You may be surprised at the outcome. Another possibility is to consider the possibility that all of the reasons you give to yourself are silly and nonsensical, however intelligent and bright they may seem to you and to others. Think about the time when you were first conceived, that moment in your life when your life began. At that moment, you were one cell. Within this one cell was embodied everything that you are today. At the time of your conception, this one cell was all that it needed to be. This one cell contained the wisdom of the entire universe. This one cell knew all that there is to be known. Consider the possibility now that you are billions and billions of cells all congregated together, that it is still true that you and your body are all that you need to be to accomplish whatever your heart so desires. What is it then that stops you? What thoughts do you hear yourself having time over time over time again? What same thoughts give you the excuse to be stuck, to refuse to manifest what it is that you are here on this earth to manifest? The one way to stop creativity is to declare in your thoughts that it cannot and it will not happen again. Is this your true wish? Then declare it to be so and be done with it. If not, connect with that one cell that was created in the moment of your conception. Connect with the purity and the vibrancy and the vitality of all that was represented there with that one cell. Know that together with your thought form and your body, holding into consciousness all that you wish to become and to be, that it is possible to manifest your heart's dreams in this lifetime. What are your dreams? What have you always wanted to do, but for one reason or another have never done it? What's stopping you? There is all the time that is needed to do whatever you wish to do in this life, if you so choose it to be so. Is that your wish? Then choose it to be so now. Fondle your dream in your heart. Treasure its preciousness. Feel this dream. and know that you can make it so if you so desire. If you believe in your mind and in your heart that your body is giving up, then it will give up, to be sure. If you believe in your mind and your heart that your body is just beginning to create what you are here to create and to do what your heart wishes you to do, then it will be so for you. How, you ask, is it possible that one cell has become you now? The answer is the thought, when it was created, has made you what you are today. I ask you now again, what do you dream about creating? See it. Feel it. Hold it. Taste it. Sense it. Treasure its essence. If you have nothing yet more to create or to do in this life, then why are you still here? I invite you now, in your mind's eye, to write down on a piece of paper all of the reasons you give yourself why it is now impossible for you to manifest your dreams and to do what you have always wanted to do in your life. Write them down, one after another. You know the list well, for you hear those reasons repeated in your mind day after day after day after day. And number those reasons. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Are you surprised by how many there are? Keep writing in your mind's eye for the items at the end are usually the items that are holding you back the most. Place now your dream, what you would most like to accomplish in your life while you are here, in your left palm. And allow it to rest there. Take the piece of paper with all of the reasons that stop you from manifesting your dream and place that piece of paper in your imagination in the palm of your right hand now. Which is heavier? If you find you are stuck, it is very likely that your right hand is getting heavier and heavier relative to your left hand, which is getting lighter and lighter. Is this what you want? Is it your wish to be weighed down by all of these reasons why you can't? What now do you wish to do with this list that you hold in your right palm? It is your choice, and the choices are many. You can burn it, you can tear it up, you can sit on it, you can eat it, you can frame it, you can give it to your friends as a present, you can color it, you can drown it, you can flush it down the toilet. You can put it aside in a place that you will never find it again. The choices are many, make one now and do with this paper whatever you choose to do. Know in your heart that you can manifest whatever your heart so desires. Is it good health and wellness? Then make it so. Is it creating what you have always wanted to create? Then make it so. Is it doing what you have always wanted to do? Then make it so. Now.